Step 14, applications, permits, quotations and contracts. House relocation and building approval. Submit documents to council for demolition house removal approval. Submit documents to council for house relocation approval. Submit plumbing plans to council for plumbing approval. Submit working drawings and engineering plans, energy efficiency assessment and all other required documentation to the building certifier or council for building approval. If council approval for cultural heritage works is required, prepare and submit to council. Quotations. If house removalist, tradespeople and builder have not already been selected, obtain quotes, minimum of 3 per trade. Negotiate on quotes and select preferred ones. Obtain copies of contractors' licences and insurances to ensure that they are qualified to do the works and that they have the relevant insurances and that all documents are current and will remain current for the duration of your project. Conduct searches on the contractors' licences with the relevant building industry authority in your state to confirm their status and history. For company entities, conduct searches to confirm their history. Tradespeople and builder are selected, quotes finalised and signed off on, and where required, contracts are negotiated. Ensure quotes, contracts and supporting documents don't include any unusual clauses. Update feasibility analysis based on the quotes. Contract due diligence. Ensure that you understand your contract documents thoroughly. Seek legal advice if necessary for anything that you are unclear about. Ensure that the name and number on the license matches the contract. Ensure a finance clause is included in contracts if house removal, relocation and renovation is subject to finance approval. Clarify what the house removalist and builder's insurance will cover. Clarify contract date commencement and conclusion and your rights. Ensure that contracts have been completed properly and there are no blank spaces. Contracts should clearly state start and finish dates, rates for variations, liquidated damages if the project runs late, a defects liability period, a dispute resolution process, a clear and concise contract price, a list of prime cost allowances. Ensure that any deposits paid are within the legal limits and time frame. Notify in writing when conditional contract clauses are satisfied, for example, finance approval. Notify in writing when the site is being officially handed over to the house removalist and builder. Ensure that all variations to the plans or specifications are in writing and signed by both parties. Clarify who is responsible for approval applications. Ensure that you have a copy of all approvals, signed contracts, insurances, and a certificate of insurance from the building authority in your state prior to work commencement. Ensure you have received and understand the Building Act in your state that regulates the renovation works that you propose to have done. Confirm contact details for the primary contractors. Step 15. Undertake Works Program. Removal House Preparation Phase. Preparing the removal house for relocation may be your responsibility to manage, the responsibility of the person you are buying the house from, or the house removalist's responsibility. Do not undertake demolition works yourself that you are not qualified to do. Notify neighbours in advance of any works that may affect them, for example, fence removal, tree lopping, noisy demolition works, asbestos removal. Where possible, adopt a good neighbour policy. You never know when you may need their assistance. Disconnect the house from services including power, water, sewer, phone and gas. Retain a tap connected on site for clean-up works. Remove asbestos along the cut line if it's a double shift house that needs to be cut. Remove other asbestos as per council requirements to relocate the property. Ensure that a licensed asbestos removal contractor is used regardless of the size of the job. Have the asbestos removal company issue a clearance certificate on completion. If a demolition contractor or house removalist is involved, include in either of their contracts any required asbestos removal and final site clearing. This is so that there is one primary contractor responsible for the site. That way, there are no issues as to who is responsible if any asbestos or debris is missed or left behind. Remove fences, retaining, trees and vegetation that is in the way of removing the house from the site. install sediment and erosion control measures as required, install temporary fencing to secure the site while works occur. Vacant land preparation phase. Preparing the vacant land for the relocation house may be your responsibility to manage, the responsibility of the house removalist or the builder. Notify neighbours in advance of any works that may affect them, for example, fence removal, replacement, tree lopping, noisy earthworks and demolition works. Where possible, adopt a good neighbour policy. You never know when you may need their assistance. Remove vegetation, trees, retaining walls, fencing and infrastructure in the way, for example, sheds. Level the house pad as per the approved plans. Surveyor to peg out the final house position. Install sediment and erosion control measures as required. Install a tap on site and connect power to a temporary power pole. Install a portaloo for contractors. Install temporary fencing to secure the site. House relocation phase. Notify neighbours at the original site when the house will be removed. Give prior warning as the removal typically occurs late at night. Notify neighbours at the destination site when the house will arrive. Give prior warning as the relocation typically occurs late at night. And if it is a double shift house, it may be over several nights. House removalist conducts the house relocation process. House re-establishment phase. The house removalist will be responsible to re-establish the house at the new site. However, some of the works may be done by the builder. Re-stump the building. Install stairs. For a double shift house where it was cut in half, structurally secure along the cut line the two building pieces together, roof, walls and floor. Re-screw the existing roof or install a new one. Re-clad the exterior on the cut line and re-line the internal walls on the cut line. Repair the cut line in the floor. Reconnect to services, for example, power, water, sewer, phone and gas. Rewire and replumb the house if required. Install tie downs and bracing as per building approval. Works to meet building and plumbing approval. Building code including wet ceiling, wet areas, achieving energy efficiency rating, etc. Site cleanup phase at original removal house site, if applicable. Cleaning up the original removal house site may be your responsibility to manage, the responsibility of the person from whom you bought the house, or the house removalist's responsibility. Remove old stumps and footings left behind. Clear the site of debris. Remove temporary fencing and sediment or erosion control works. Renovation phase. Provide all contractors with the project work schedule so that everyone is aware of your expectations regarding timing, start and completion dates, key milestones, and critical path items, etc. Call each trade 2 weeks prior to them being required on site to ensure they are on schedule. Recontact again 1 week out to reconfirm and then again the day prior. Organisation is key if you are project managing the works. If a delay is encountered, advise affected trades immediately to allow them to reschedule. Ensure all materials and supplies are available on site prior to works commencing to prevent delays. Ensure pre-orders are complete in a timely manner where lead times exist in manufacturing and supply, for example, cabinetry, windows, doors, etc. Conduct regular site meetings, daily or weekly, depending on the project. Meet with the key tradespeople or builder in order to inspect progress, update on the work schedule, order supplies where required, resolve issues and deal with payments, etc. Where possible, inspect all tradespeople's work on completion prior to them leaving the site so any issues can be identified and resolved in a timely manner. Speak up if you have an issue. Pay all accounts as soon as possible to ensure the tradespeople are motivated to work with you in the future. Do not pay an account that you haven't already inspected the works and are satisfied with its completion. Ensure you do not do works that must be completed by a qualified tradesperson. For projects where you have construction finance for the works, the bank's valuer is likely to inspect the site and monitor progress payments. Ensure that progress payments reflect work completed on the site. If the site is being officially handed over to a builder and they are responsible for the whole site, Make sure you always advise them when you intend to go on site and when the valuer or quantity surveyor need to attend site. Ensure all inspections are undertaken as required by the building certifier, engineer, council and services authorities at the required stages as per the approval notices. Any comments, concerns or uncertainties should be raised as early as possible in the process to ensure they do not get out of hand. Record all daily activities and communication in person, phone, email or fax in a diary throughout the entire works process. Completion phase. Review all of your approval documents and confirm that every condition has been fulfilled. Builder, engineer, building certifier and consultants carry out final inspections upon completion. Complete a defects list and arrange for it to be attended to. Reinspection of repaired defects. If council town planning approval was required at the outset, council may inspect the works to ensure it complies with the approvals. Request refund of house removal bond if held by the council. Service providers and other authorities may also be required to inspect the site on completion. If required, as construct plans are produced by the builder, plumber, electrician, engineers and submitted to council. Bank valuer completes the final inspection. Step 16, marketing for sale. Prior to marketing your project, visit renovated houses and display homes to get ideas for your marketing strategy. Critically examine and photograph other projects. Collect brochures and sales data from other properties. Make up files that include all of this data. Talk to project sales agents and ask for customers' criticisms. Determine price resistance levels. Review recent market values, both sold and currently on the market. Decide on a price range you can offer for each property based on your research. Discuss project with your shortlisted real estate agents and request their feedback on sale price and marketing strategy. Update your feasibility analysis with the proposed sale prices. Prepare marketing plan and organise marketing material. Sales agent selection. Research real estate agents that have experience selling the type of product you are producing in the area you are producing it. Interview the shortlisted agents and have them submit a marketing proposal to you. Call previous clients to confirm the quality of the agent or agents. Engage your preferred agent on a short exclusive period initially in order to assess their capabilities. Extend their contract if they are performing to your satisfaction. Advertising and marketing costs. Sign writers, graphic designer to design branding and signage. Printers to print brochures or print material for promotion of the project. Obtain media costs for advertising in newspapers, online, etc. Keep a record of advertising rates for various sizes. Real estate agents will expect you to pay for your own advertising. Commencement of marketing. On completion of works, present the property with staging furniture. Have professional photographs taken, including aerial view photos if appropriate. Create a pictorial signboard of the property and list features that will attract buyers based on your due diligence. Create a website for the project if warranted and commence online marketing. Print brochures or other promotional material. Make sure you direct ads at the target market and they generate inquiries. Monitor and record responses on marketing so that you know which media is most effective. Record contact details of interested parties so that you can direct market to them in the future. Sales. A standard real estate sales contract can be used because the title already exists. Understand what your sales contracts mean and ask questions if necessary. Ensure that sales contracts are filled out correctly by you and the purchaser. Ensure that the deposit has been banked into the agreed account. Monitor the agent's sale activity. Step 17. Accounting and tax. Accounting and tax in general. Enlist the services of a qualified accountant that specialises in real estate. Determine the tax implications prior to beginning your project so that you understand your obligations. Put structures in place to minimise risk and maximise tax benefits. Determine the bank account to be used for carrying out the project. Create a system for filing invoices and recording all payments. Determine the land tax payable, if any, for the area you are looking at. Submit all relevant documents to your accountant on completion of the project. Capital gains income tax. Record all of your expenses throughout the development process. Understand your capital gains income tax obligations. If capital gains income tax is payable, allocate those funds on completion of the project so that you know they are available for when payment is required. Pay capital gains income tax when required. GST, goods and services tax, if applicable. Determine if you need to pay GST depending on the extent of the house relocation and renovation, and register if necessary. Understand your GST obligations, if any. Get your accountant to calculate the GST and ensure that this money is kept aside. Keep a record of all of your receipts and invoices for GST purposes. Keep a record of all GST paid and received. Lodge your BAS monthly or quarterly, depending on your cash flow requirements. Following the sale, pay any GST owing. Step 18. Celebrate your learning and project review. Celebrate your learning and profit. At key milestones throughout the project, remember to celebrate your successes. On completion of the project, make time to celebrate your achievements, not only monetary, but also the learning that you had, the experience that you gained, and the personal development that you experienced. Project review. On completion of the project, undertake a review. Complete an actual feasibility of the project, detailing the actual costs, income, and profit margin. List down your learnings, what worked, what didn't work, and what you would do differently next time, how you could improve. Add the project learnings to your master checklist for this strategy so that you are continually improving on your process. 5. Renovation. The process of renovating a property differs slightly depending on if it is a cosmetic renovation, a structural renovation, or an extension. The latter two require a component of approvals. Building approval will definitely be required, and depending on your council, the nature of the property, and the works you propose, council planning approval may also be required, for example, for properties in heritage areas. For the purpose of the checklist below, the approval process will be included, but remember that this is unlikely to be required if the project is only a cosmetic renovation. Also, don't forget that renovation is a strategy that can be done not only on residential properties like houses, units, and townhouses, but also on commercial and industrial properties, and the process is generally very similar. For the purpose of the checklist below, a residential renovation is going to be used as the example. As with the previous strategies, the process and terminology may vary slightly between different councils, so modify the checklist below accordingly for your location. The real deal renovation example that's being highlighted throughout the checklist is a house that was bought totally gutted inside and required a full structural renovation. It highlights many of the issues raised below. It covers all of the required stages and will give you a great real-life snapshot of doing a renovation deal. Step 1. Location research. Identify locations of interest based on your personal circumstances. Detail your personal circumstances, including what is your available equity, borrowing capacity, and serviceability. What is your time availability? How far are you prepared to travel? Is your strategy to hold or sell? What is your level of experience? What is your risk profile? Based on your personal circumstances, determine what type of region you are targeting, including mining and resource areas, regional areas, metro areas. Review on a map and list all the locations that meet your personal circumstances and region type. For example, regional area within a distance that you are prepared to travel, within your risk profile, at a price point that meets your budget, etc. Narrow this down to the top 5 locations of interest that meet your criteria. Research locations of interest and shortlist 3 target locations. For each of the 5 locations above, research their specific characteristics, including population size, infrastructure spending, supply and demand, rental vacancy rate, council's attitude to development. Based on the above research, shortlist the top 3 target locations that meet your personal circumstances. These might be 3 suburbs or 3 regional towns. For each of your three target locations, research the population growth, demographics, and forward projections, and educate yourself about the area and the real estate industry in general. Set up a spreadsheet with area information for easy reference, including maps, research results, research sources, contact details, etc. Step 2. Strategy research and mapping. Strategy research. For each of your three target locations, educate yourself on what the market wants, where it wants it, why, and does this fit your chosen strategy? For example, renovated 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. Research and visit other completed renovations in those locations. Learn from them and record characteristics and features, prices, marketing strategies, marketing material, tradespeople and consultants involved, etc. Research the approval process for completing renovations in each location, cosmetic, structural, extension, whether council approval is required, building certifier approval, plumbing approval, etc. For older properties, is cultural heritage approval required? What are the approval timeframes, etc.? Grid variance analysis. For each of your areas of interest and for the desired product type, for example, 3-bedroom houses, research the price range, low, medium, and high. Do grid variance analysis comparing the low to the mid of the market in each area. Use this tool to prioritise your three target areas from highest variance to lowest and focus on the highest area first. Mapping. Research the infrastructure, amenities, schools, transport, etc. of relevance and highlight them on your map. Research changes in infrastructure planned for the future and depict on the map. Search and data facilities. PD Online, Google, Google Maps, Google Earth. Real estate websites. Regional councils. Newspapers and real estate brochures. Real estate agents. Talking with the locals. Step 3. Street and property-focused research. Street-focused research. Within each of the three target areas, drill down to the street level and identify target streets that better meet your criteria and highlight on your map. For example, closest to public transport, private school, cafe strip, parkland, employment, or views. Highlight the streets in the target area that you want to avoid. For example, flood-prone, steep, backs onto train line, main road, etc. Become an area expert. Property-focused research, deal finding. In your desired streets, drill down to an individual property level to identify those properties that are worthy of property-specific due diligence. For example, the worst house in the best street, or solid-looking houses but dated, or unkept, poorly presented. Use search terms to identify potential properties on the internet or to talk to real estate agents or locals. For example, renovation, renovator's delight, original condition, demolition or tradespeople welcome, 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, multiple living areas, etc. Ascertain the potential to buy under market value. Use the various tools for finding individual properties of interest, including property websites, for example, realestate.com.au, Investar, Domain, Gumtree, etc. Real estate agents and buyer's agents. Talking to locals, letterbox drops, and door knocking. Step 4. Property due diligence. Specific property due diligence. Undertake detailed due diligence on the individual properties of interest to confirm their renovation potential, including potential opportunities and constraints. Condition of the property and the extent of the renovation required, for example, cosmetic, structural or extension. Ease of undertaking the renovation, structural walls, etc. Construction type, timber, brick, etc. Single story, high set, 2-story. Proximity between kitchen, bathroom, laundry, re the plumbing. Property age. Heritage or demolition control restrictions. Signs of concern. Major cracks in walls, ceilings, floors, foundation. Musty smell and potential rising damp, dry rot, water damage, concrete cancer, etc. Termite damage. Asbestos. Capacity to reconfigure and add bedrooms and bathrooms. If you are not skilled yourself, Use a builder or skilled handyman to assist you during your property inspections, to undertake the required due diligence and to determine what specific works may be required for the property. Research the property's potential to be further developed, including add a secondary dwelling or granny flat, convert to dual occupancy, existence of vacant land to further develop, for example, subdivide or add units. Research the general property due diligence items below in the early stages of reviewing target properties. These items may, however, need to be revisited and further researched in greater detail during the conditional period of the contract. Illegal building works on site, structure not council approved. Structures not built to the Australian Building Code, including built form, smoke alarms, safety switches, pool safety. Usage of structures not council approved, for example, converted garage, multiple incomes, granny flat. Renovation works not council approved, not done to the building code, or not done by appropriately licensed or qualified persons. Research site-specific constraints, as these may impact when selling the renovation on completion, as other buyers may be sensitive to these constraints, including significant trees, steep driveway, potential for overland flow or flooding, soil type, swelling and cracking clays, contaminated site, easements, sewer, power, accessways, encroachments, covenants, caveat or other encumbrances, notation on registered survey plan, neighbour disputes, council show cause notices, heritage listed buildings, adjoining properties, condition and tidiness, privacy and structures next to the boundary, zero lot alignment, windows, doors, balconies, verandas, private open space location, heights above two storey, higher density units, apartments, commercial, etc. Road hierarchy, class of the road or street and who manages it, visibility, access restrictions, current plans and future plans re-resumption, plan changes re-traffic flow, intensity of traffic, on-street parking, changes to surrounding streets that may impact on yours, noise pollution, road, flight path, industry, bats and birds, etc. Air pollution, road and industry, subsidence, underground mining and earthworks, earthquake, tsunami, sea level rise, and crime rate. Note that some of the site-specific constraints may not be fully researched until later in your due diligence, once you know there is potential profit in the deal and that you are wanting to put a contract on it. At that point, while the contract is in the conditional phase, may be the time that you do more thorough research on some of these less obvious constraints. If the property is strata titled and part of a body corporate like a unit, apartment or townhouse, conduct detailed due diligence on the body corporate, including bylaws, meeting minutes, accounts, sinking and administration fund, budgets, willingness of the body corporation to approve the renovation works you propose, as approval is likely to be required. Use the various tools for researching individual properties, including council and council websites, PD Online, RP Data and PDS Live, Investar, Internet, Locals and Neighbours, Builder, Plumber and Electrician, Handyman, Building Certifier, Town Planners, Surveyor, Solicitor. Step 5, your A team, the initial team, Builder, tradespeople including plumber and electrician, Building Certifier, Building Designer, Building and Pest Inspector, Council, Town Planner, Land Surveyor, Lawyer that specialises in property, Money Lender or Broker, Real Estate Agent, Purchasing Agent, Sales Agent, Marketers if you are planning to sell, Property Manager if you are planning to rent or sell to an investor, and Evaluator. The subsequent team. Specialist consultants, for example, interior designer, colour consultant, engineer, heritage or cultural heritage, advertising agency, body corporate manager, insurance broker, staging consultant, depreciation specialist or a quantity surveyor if renting the end product or selling to an investor. The individuals. Look for individuals that specialise in renovations. Ask for references or examples of their work and their clients. Ask for a schedule of their fees and charges. Discuss the range of services that you will require from each individual. Ensure that professionals are members of professional associations where relevant, for example, the Building Association, Law Society, Institute of Quantities Affairs, etc. Ensure professionals are completely familiar with local and state regulations. Ensure all professionals have the necessary insurances and certification, and request copies to ensure that they are current over the duration of your project. Ensure that they are in touch with the latest laws, innovations, and developments within the industry. Ask what sub-consultants and contractors they use. Ensure the individuals on your A-team understand your time constraints. Check on the progress on individuals to keep them on target. Step 6. Draft scope of works. List all renovation works proposed to the building exterior, for example, roof, gutters, downpipes, windows and doors, painting, rendering and bagging, lighting, stairs, veranda, balcony, patio or pergola, balustrades, carports, garage, TV aerial, make good repairs. List all renovation works proposed to the building interior, for example, kitchen, bathroom, laundry, painting, floor coverings, wall coverings, lighting, fans, air conditioning, heating, electrical, robes, doors and door handles, make good repairs. List all landscaping and site works, for example, gardens, turf, garden edging, retaining walls, garden shed, driveway, paths, fencing and gates, drainage works, irrigation, letterboxes, clotheslines, car parks, frontage works, council verge, and the pool or spa, etc. Step 7. Feasibility analysis. Initial rough feasibility. Research the costs to purchase the property. Research the cost to complete the strategy. Research the market value of the end product for rental and sale. Research the demand for the end product, rental and sale. Research the various exit strategies. Research and create a realistic timeline of the entire project, including approvals phase, financing phase, works and renovation phase, sales phase, etc. Complete rough feasibilities on the various options to do the deal and the various exit strategies. Complete due diligence on your capacity to finance the various strategies. For those properties where your initial due diligence and rough feasibility looks promising, undertake a detailed feasibility. If you are having trouble getting your rough feasibilities to stack up, consider completing reverse engineered feasibilities on similar completed properties in your area to better understand the numbers and what they need to be to make a deal profitable. Detailed feasibility. Prepare numerous feasibility studies with varying options prior to committing to purchase a deal, for example, cosmetic versus structural renovation. Always enter full amounts in costings, not potential discounted prices. Calculate legal fees and establishment cost as well as any duties or taxes. Calculate expected sales income and balance it against the expected return. There is no specific target profit level for a renovation, although 20% profit on cost is a great target. Do not be surprised, though, if it is less, given that the building already exists and your money and time input may be relatively low, particularly if it is a cosmetic renovation. You have to determine, therefore, what profit you are prepared to accept for the cost, time, risk, and management required. Visit other renovated properties and analyse their data, sales price, rent, location, buyer profile, etc. Talk to real estate agents in your area. Make timelines realistic and allow for inclement weather, financing delay, renovation works delay, delay in sales, and unforeseen hold-ups. Estimate timeframes for how long it will take to gain any returns. If your feasibility studies show that your project is not financially viable, review the costings with your tradespeople, builder, consultants, and sales agents. If it is still not viable, do not proceed. Continually update and review your detailed feasibility as your costs are updated with each new quote and as more information comes to light. Assess the tax implications of your project, for example, GST, depending on the extent of works, capital gains tax, income tax, and land tax. purchasing, finance fees and charges and hold costs, property purchase cost, due diligence costs, building and pest, builder and building certifiers assessment, specialist reports, for example, the engineer, conveyancing and title search fees, stamp duty, which varies from state to state, legal fees and miscellaneous legal fees, company establishment fees, buyer's agent's fee, commission, if applicable, council rates and local authority fees or adjustments, valuation or appraisal fees by the lender, accountancy fees, interest on the finance, insurances, property management fees if tenanted, general site maintenance, for example, mowing and repairs, approvals, renovation and sales costs, application and lodgement fees, council approval, building certifier approval and service providers, consultant fees, town planner, building certifier, specialist consultants, reports, renovation works, site survey if required, advertising and marketing costs, staging fee, legal fees on the sale, sales commissions, maintenance upon completion, for example, watering and mowing, annual council rates, land taxes, which can vary from state to state, insurance to cover the property during and after the works, and sundry costs. Allow extra for any additional costs that you may incur. Step 8, choosing your site. Choosing your site. Shortlist your preferred sites in order of preference. Enter negotiations on each as per step 9. Ensure ownership structure is set up. Ensure the ownership structure is set up and that it is suitable for the structure of the deal you are proposing, considering the financing, exit strategies, asset protection, and tax implications. Types of structures include company, company discretionary trust, company unit trust, and company hybrid trust. Step 9. Negotiating and settling on the property purchase. Initial stages of acquisition. Decide if you will negotiate the purchase or will you use a buyer's agent. Approach each owner and ask relevant questions and listen. Go away and prepare a purchase contract if successful. Consider all information and determine a fair offer. Negotiating the property purchase. Prepare the contract for the purchase of the property. Sign the deal there and then if you have made a decision. Ensure your contract is conditional and includes an opt-out clause just in case. Be specific about the terms and make sure they are to your advantage. Make sure that all of the sellers are present when negotiating to sign. Ensure that on the contract all names and addresses are spelt correctly, that all property details are correct, and that you understand all conditions and clauses. Include a special condition clause in the contract for the seller to sign building work and town planning applications if required. Negotiate directly with the owner of the property wherever possible and confirm all instructions and negotiations are in writing. Process upon acceptance of the offer. On signing a contract, ensure that you organise a cover note for building and public liability insurance over the entire property. Consider if contents insurance is also required, for example, a furnished property. Deposit is paid to deposit holder and held in trust account. Original contract goes to the purchaser, you. Copy of the contract sent to the seller's lawyer. Ensure contracts have been sent to all parties involved. Take action on contract conditions and note condition due dates in a diary and comply with accordingly. Advise your finance broker, financier of the signed contract. Provide them a copy and instruct to progress with finance approval. Keep vendor or vendor's agent informed regularly. Conditional phase. Instruct solicitor to carry out all searches including easements, covenants, caveats and other encumbrances, etc. Meet on site with key team members to finalise due diligence. Carry out required inspections, tests and reports, for example, building and pest, site survey, specialist reports like flood, etc. Coordinate finance approval. Obtain quotes for all works required. Unconditional phase. Continue to obtain quotes for all works required. Engage contractors, consultants, etc. Consult progress designs and reports if required. Conduct specialist assessments and reports if required. Lodge approval applications if required. Settlement phase. Liaise with the finance broker, financier, to ensure that they are prepared for settlement. Inspect the property a day or two prior to settlement to ensure it is in the condition that you expect it to be based on the contract. Make sure your lawyer does a final land title search the day prior to settlement. If the property is tenanted, consider if landlord-tenant protection insurance is warranted, and if so, take it out. If tenanted, liaise with the property manager prior to settlement to ensure you will be noted as the new owner and that they have your current account details for rent payment. Have electricity account changed to your name if vacant possession on settlement. Step 10. Finance. Securing finance. Determine your personal finance capability. Make a preliminary finance application. Look for a lender or broker that specialises in renovations. Ensure that you deal with a lender or broker that understands your needs. Ensure that contracts are subject to finance. Determine interest rates, charges and fees and negotiate the terms. Lodge your application. Where possible, if it suits your strategy and lending capacity, get finance for the entire renovation works, not just the initial property purchase. Make sure that you include all of the relevant documentation in your application. Advise your finance broker institution that the property is under contract and subject to finance and potentially other conditions. Provide them with a copy of the contract. Complete a finance application submission and present it to the broker. What to include in your application for finance? An introduction, financial proposal and commitment, site information, mapping and description, renovation proposal, building quotes or contracts, concept design description and drawings if required, demographic and target market for sale, complete financial analysis of costs, expenses and projected profits, cash flow analysis, timeline of workflow and a conclusion, and double check that all the figures are correct. Risk assessment. Supply a report of your renovation experience, financial history, assets and cash flow. Get a copy of your credit report from a credit reporting body like VEDA and make sure it is correct. If there are any issues with your credit rating, ensure that they are cleared up prior to applying for finance. Offer the subject site as your security and be wary of cross-securitisation with other property you own. Finance approval. Read and make sure you understand your loan documents and fees. Instruct your lawyer to perform title searches on the day of settlement. Arrange a time and date for your lender to present your check. Instruct contractors and consultants to book in commencement of work immediately after settlement and ask for written confirmation. Step 11. Mapping, schedule of works and approvals. Mapping, extension renovation. Enlist a land surveyor to establish the boundaries of any property purchases to confirm no encroachments, etc. Survey will be used by building designer and in approvals process. Finalise schedule of works and works program. Confirm the list of works for the renovation. List the tradespeople required. Prepare a detailed schedule of works and specifications list with the finishes and fixtures for each trade to facilitate quoting and to ensure each quote is based on the same works, finishes and fixtures. For example, painter, plumber, electrician, carpenter, builder, landscaper, etc. Prepare a detailed works program and schedule detailing the sequence of works to occur, the timing, the trade responsible, and identify the key milestones and tasks that could delay subsequent works. Identify what works are to be completed by you. Detailed design and approvals. Where building approval, plumbing approval, or council approval is required, prepare design plans and documentation as required and lodge. Step 12. Selecting key consultants and tradespeople. Selecting building designer, building certifier and surveyor. Make sure that they are a member of your state's professional association, institute for their profession. Meet and discuss your project. Confirm that they have done renovations before and that they are confident with what is required for compliance. Discuss the range of services you require, and if you do not understand the services, ask for an explanation. Ask for the fees that you are likely to have to pay and for a quote once the project parameters have been determined. Make sure you feel comfortable with them and that you get the responses you want. Ask about other similar renovation projects that they have done, and if possible, speak to former clients, selecting tradespeople and builder if required. Request referrals and recommendations from your team, for example, building certifier, surveyor, building designer. Get to know builders in your area and the types of projects they do. Check licenses and history to ensure that they are qualified to do the works you are proposing and that their history is clear and there are no disputes. Make sure you feel comfortable with them, that you get the response you want, and that they respond in a timely manner to your requests. Ask to look at examples of renovations that they have completed recently and also older projects to assess their workmanship quality over time. Speak to former clients. Determine their workload to ensure that they give attention to your project. Request their time frame to complete your project and potential start date. Confirm who will be doing the on-site works, who will be supervising, who are the main tradies, contractors, and how long they have worked together for the builder. Ask if they are doing or have done similar renovation projects. Get all works quoted, preferably 3 quotes per trade or item. Get the builder and tradespeople to advise on the works and to offer cost-saving initiatives. Get a final fixed price quote and time contract. Building certifier checklist. Inspect the existing building and confirm that what works are required to meet building code requirements. Assist with documentation that may be required for building approval. Obtain necessary authority approvals. Inspect construction works to fulfill building approval requirements. Building designer checklist. Prepare design plans if required for council or building approval. Liaise with building certifier to obtain approvals. Builder and key trades checklist. Get a fixed price based on the works list and design plans. Ensure all quotes and all contracts are signed and prices clearly specified and that you understand all contract conditions and clauses. Builder and tradespeople attend to the defects list. Confirm who is responsible for any site cleanup on completion. Builder and tradespeople hand over all inspection certificates, guarantees, warranties, booklets, and user manuals upon completion. Step 13. Applications, permits, quotations, and contracts. Building approval if required. Submit plumbing plans to council for plumbing approval. Submit working drawings and engineering plans, energy efficiency assessment, and all other required documentation to the building certifier or council for building approval. If council approval for cultural heritage works is required, prepare and submit to council. Body corporate approval, if required. Submit request to body corporate manager for approval to conduct renovation. If required, provide plans, works program, key contractors, details, etc. Obtain approval in writing. Quotations. If tradespeople and builder have not already been selected, obtain quotes, a minimum of 3 per trade. Negotiate on the quotes and select preferred ones. Obtain copies of contractors' licenses and insurances to ensure that they are qualified to do the works and that they have the relevant insurances and that all documents are current and will remain current for the duration of your project. Conduct searches on the contractors' licenses with the relevant building industry authority in your state to confirm their status and history. For company entities, conduct searches to confirm their history. Tradespeople, builder, or are selected, quotes finalised and signed off on, and where required, contracts are negotiated. Ensure quotes, contracts, and supporting documents don't include any unusual clauses. Update feasibility analysis based on the quotes. Contract due diligence. Ensure that you understand your contract documents thoroughly. Seek legal advice if necessary for anything that you are unclear about. Ensure that the name and number on the license matches the contract. Ensure that all plans, specifications, and approvals are all clearly specified in the contract. Clarify the terms of progress payments in the contract, if any. Note any cooling off periods stated in the contract. Ensure a finance clause is included in the contract if construction is subject to finance approval. Clarify what the builder's insurance will cover. Clarify contract date commencement and conclusion and your rights. Ensure that the contract has been completed properly and there are no blank spaces. contracts should clearly state start and finish dates, rates for variations, liquidated damages if the project runs late, a defects liability period, a dispute resolution process, a clear and concise contract price, and a list of prime cost allowances. Ensure that any deposits paid are within the legal limits and time frame. Notify in writing when conditional contract clauses are satisfied, for example, finance approval. Notify in writing when the site is being officially handed over to the builder. Ensure that all variations to the plans or specifications are in writing and signed by both parties. Clarify who is responsible for approval applications. Ensure that you have a copy of all approvals, signed contracts, and a certificate of insurance from the building authority in your state prior to work commencement. Ensure you have received and understand the Building Act in your state that regulates the renovation works you propose to have done. Confirm contact details for the primary contractors. Step 14, undertake works program. Demolition and site clearing phase. Demolition of existing parts of the building and site clearing may be part of the builder's or the key contractor's contract, or may be managed by you directly prior to handing over the site to the builder. Do not undertake demolition works yourself that you are not qualified to do. If a demolition contractor is required, include in his contract any required asbestos removal and final site clearing. This is so that there is one primary contractor responsible for the site. That way there are no issues as to who is responsible if any asbestos or debris is missed. Where only asbestos removal is involved, ensure that the licensed asbestos removal contractor is used regardless of the size of the job. Have the asbestos removal company issue a clearance certificate on completion. Renovation phase. Notify neighbours in advance of any works that may affect them, for example, fence replacement, tree lopping, noisy demolition works, asbestos removal. If in a strata title complex, notify body corporate on commencement and the neighbours. Where possible, adopt a good neighbour policy. You never know when you may need their assistance. Provide all contractors with the project work schedule so that everyone is aware of your expectations regarding timing, start and completion dates, key milestones and critical path items, etc. Call each trade 2 weeks prior to them being required on site to ensure they are on schedule. Recontact again 1 week out to reconfirm and then again the day prior. Organisation is key if you are project managing the works. If a delay is encountered, advise affected trades immediately to allow them to reschedule. Ensure all materials and supplies are available on site prior to works commencing to prevent delays. Ensure pre-orders are complete in a timely manner where lead times exist in manufacturing and supply, for example, cabinetry, windows, doors, etc. Conduct regular site meetings, daily or weekly, depending on the project. Meet with the key tradespeople or builder in order to inspect progress, update on work schedule, order supplies where required, resolve issues, and deal with payments, etc. Where possible, inspect all tradespeople's work on completion prior to them leaving site, so any issues can be identified and resolved in a timely manner. Speak up if you have an issue. Pay all accounts as soon as possible to ensure that tradespeople are motivated to work with you in the future. Do not pay an account that you haven't already inspected the works and are satisfied with its completion. Ensure you do not do works that must be completed by a qualified tradesperson. For projects where you have construction finance for the works, the bank's valuer or quantity surveyor is likely to inspect the site and monitor progress payments. Ensure that progress payments reflect work completed on the site. If the site is being officially handed over to the builder and they are responsible for the whole site, make sure you always advise them when you intend to go on site and when the valuer or quantity surveyor need to attend site. Ensure all inspections are undertaken as required by the building certifier, engineer, council and services authorities at the required stages as per the approval notices. Any comments, concerns or uncertainties should be raised as early as possible in the process to ensure they do not get out of hand. Record all daily activities and communication in person, phone, email, fax, in a diary throughout the works process. completion phase. Review all of your approval documents and confirm that every condition has been fulfilled. Builder, engineer, building certifier and consultants carry out final inspections upon completion. Complete a defects list and arrange for it to be attended to. Re-inspect repaired defects. If council town planning approval was required at the outset, council may inspect the works to ensure it complies with the approvals. Service providers and other authorities may also be required to inspect the site on completion. If required, as construct plans are produced by the builder, plumber, electrician, engineers and submitted to council. Bank valuer completes the final inspection. Step 15, marketing for sale. Prior to marketing your project, visit renovated houses, units and display homes and units to get ideas for your marketing strategy. Critically examine and photograph other projects. Collect brochures and sales data from other properties. Make up files that include all of this data. Talk to project sales agents and ask for customers' criticisms. Determine price resistance levels. Review recent market values, both sold and currently on the market. Decide on a price range you can offer for each property based on your research. Discuss project with your shortlisted real estate agents and request their feedback on sale price and marketing strategy. Update your feasibility analysis with the proposed sale prices. Prepare marketing plan and organise marketing material. Sales agent selection. Research real estate agents that have experience selling the type of product you are producing in the area you are producing it. Interview the shortlisted agents and have them submit a marketing proposal to you. Call previous clients to confirm the quality of the agent. Engage your preferred agent on a short exclusive period initially in order to assess their capabilities. Extend their contract if they are performing to your satisfaction. Advertising and marketing costs. Sign writers, graphic designer to design branding and signage. Printers to print brochures or print media for promotion of the project. Obtain media costs for advertising in newspapers, online, etc. Keep a record of advertising rates for various sizes. Real estate agents will expect you to pay for your own advertising. Commencement of marketing. On completion of works, present the property with staging furniture. Have professional photographs taken, including aerial view photos if appropriate. Create a pictorial signboard of the property and list features that will attract buyers based on your due diligence. Create a website for the project if warranted and commence online marketing. Print brochures or other promotional material. Make sure you direct ads at your target market and they generate inquiries. Monitor and record responses on marketing so that you know which media is most effective. Record contact details of interested parties so that you can direct market to them in the future. Sales. A standard real estate sales contract can be used because the title already exists. Understand what your sales contracts mean and ask questions if necessary. Ensure that sales contracts are filled out correctly by you and the purchaser. Ensure that the deposit has been banked into the agreed account and monitor the agent's sale activity. Step 16, accounting and tax. Accounting and tax in general. Enlist the services of a qualified accountant that specialises in real estate. Determine the tax implications prior to beginning your project so that you understand your obligations. Put structures in place to minimise risk and maximise tax benefits. Determine the bank account to be used for carrying out the project. Create a system for filing invoices and recording all payments. Determine the land tax payable, if any, for the area you are looking at. Submit all relevant documents to your accountant on completion of the project. Capital gains, income tax. Record all of your expenses throughout the development process. Understand your capital gains income tax obligations. If capital gains income tax is payable, allocate those funds on completion of the project so that you know they are available for when payment is required. Pay the capital gains tax, income tax, when required. GST, goods and services tax, if applicable. Determine if you need to pay GST depending on the extent of the renovation and register if necessary. understand your GST obligations, if any. Get your accountant to calculate the GST and ensure that this money is kept aside. Keep a record of all of your receipts and invoices for GST purposes. Keep a record of all GST paid and received. Lodge your BAS monthly or quarterly, depending on your cash flow requirements. Following the sale, pay any GST owing. Step 17. Celebrate your learning and project review. Celebrate your learning and profit. At key milestones throughout the project, remember to celebrate your successes. On completion of the project, make time to celebrate your achievements, not only monetary, but also the learning that you had, the experience that you gained, and the personal development that you experienced. Project review. On completion of the project, undertake a review. Complete an actuals feasibility of the project, detailing the actual costs, income, and profit margin. List down your learnings, what worked, what didn't work, what you would do differently next time, and how you could improve. Add the project learnings to your master checklist for this strategy so that you are continually improving on your process.